The Vikings roster features players from all over the country, a wide mixture from each region and every corner. But one of the 53 members on the team took a much longer path to get to Minnesota.
I grew up in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, been there for most of my life, about 14 years. You know, growing up, it was nice, you know. The weather was always nice, and every weekend we used to always hang out on the beach, you know, after school. So it was very nice.
Port-au-Prince, Haiti isn't known for its football. It's an area known for its weather, beaches, and culture. But it's where the journey began for guard Vladimir Ducasse. Growing up in a poverty-stricken area was hard, but it was an early tragedy in life that was even harder to overcome.
It was like 1 minute she was there and she was gone. So it wasn't one of the things I really understood at the time. But later on in life, as I was growing up, and it kind of like, you know, started thinking back, it was like, yeah, I really do miss her. You know, I wish, you know, she was there for, you know, certain parts of my life.
Losing his mom at age 5 was a tough hurdle for Vladimir and his family to overcome. Still reeling from her loss and the countless day-to-day struggles trying to make ends meet, the family decided to move to Connecticut when he was 14. It was there that he got introduced to a new sport that he fell in love with.
Well, my first sport was really basketball, and I tried for the basketball team, didn't make it. You know, it was like, we might as well go back and focus, you know, schoolwork. Then that's why I met my high school coach. He was the head coach at the time, Kevin Jones. And he was like, yeah, you should, you know, come out and try out and give it a shot. And it's like, and a couple of my teammates, and they'll see me walk in the hallway. It was like, man, you should definitely come out. Then he just came out one day and just from there, just took off.
With no experience in the sport, his game took time to develop and led to very little attention from colleges. But there was one school who saw his potential, the University of Massachusetts.
UMass was more like, you know, we like the kid, you know, let's throw him out there and let him. And that's what I learned, you know, let him learn from his mistake. And that's what they did. They just threw me out there in the fire and I had to figure it out. But they were still there to coach me to it.
Seeing his game grow with unlimited potential, the New York Jets drafted Vladimir in the second round of the 2010 draft, just 6 years after he first learned the game.
For my senior year, the status on me was like probably free agent until like second round draft pick at the end. It was like, wow, you know, I thank God every day for that, you know, experience.
But while he was celebrating the start of a new career, there was a tragedy unfolding in his hometown. The 2010 earthquake in Haiti killed over 100,000 and left Vladimir thinking of those back home.
You know, you can't even explain it. You just wake up one morning and it's like, and I got my agent sitting next to me asking me if I'm okay. I got people texting me all night, are you okay? And I didn't know what was going on. And it's like, turn on the TV one morning and it was like on the news. Every time it's like they'll show it on TV, I kind of like, you know, switch the channel because one of those things for me is like when I'm watching it, seeing all those people, you know, they were under those houses, and it's one of those things like all you can do is pray.
While his hometown recovered from the disaster, Vladimir was starting his rookie season, and after 4 years in New York, he signed with the Vikings and is now the starting right guard on the offensive line.
Toward the end, you know, my fourth year, it sounded like I started getting it going on. And it's like, and coming here, it's like being with like all the older veteran guy and being a veteran now, it's like, you know, it's more comfortable for me now.
His addition this offseason has paid big dividends as he brings a veteran presence and is counted on heavily with the Brandon Fusco season-ending injury. His experience playing the game of football pales in comparison to some of his teammates who have been playing since grade school, but he's never let that stop him. The twist of fate that brought Vladimir Ducasse to the United States and introduced him to the game has changed his life and made a city 2,000 miles away very proud.
I feel blessed, you know, every day I feel blessed. Just being here, I just feel, you know, feel blessed. And it's like, and not everybody, and especially as a Haitian player, there's not a lot of us in the NFL, but the ones that are in the NFL, we make it count.